Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the Nudes and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 10 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. December 10 is our last night for 2021, so Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We come back on January 7. Remember, if you know you're going to be out a week, please let Sharon know by leaving her a voicemail so that she can try to find you a sub. Also, if you know you can sub next week or when we bowl again starting January 7, please be sure to leave her a voicemail and let her know, preferably as soon as possible. The number for messages is the Outlaw line at 919-755-0700 after 8 o'clock a.m. If you are a sub, you will get a call on Thursday to confirm that you have a spot. The schedule for January, bowling on January 7, 21, and 28. And on January 15, there will be a 9-pin tournament in Greensboro. The lane assignments and subs for December 10, Lane 1, Sharpshooters, Lane 2, Midnight Bandits, Lane 3, Rough Riders, Lane 4, Triple Threat, Lane 5, Hangmen, Lane 6, Pitbulls, Lane 7, Gunslingers, and Lane 8, Silver Bullets. Substitutes for December 10, Linda Lewis in for Judy Eason Farr on Lane 1, Dan McLean Jr. in for John Blackwelder on Lane 3. Matt Bowers in for Reggie Blunt on Lane 5, and Jonathan Lazenby in for Renee Benton on Lane 7. Here's a letter from the President. Dear Outlaw family, wow! It is hard to believe that we made it to this point in our first bowling season since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. I want to say thank you for all of your support during these always changing times. We may be smaller, but we have not lost our strength. Who would have thought we would actually be able to function without the assistance of Raleigh Parks and Recreation to provide transportation? You have shown your dedication and teamwork, and it is much appreciated. December 10 is the last night for bowling for 2021, and I hope that each and one of you has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Get plenty of rest so we can compete again in January. I send love and best wishes to you all. Blessings and peace, Sharon B. The ABBA Mail-O-Graphic is being bowled tonight, December 10. For more details on this, there will be an announcement soon, but the CBA Mail-O-Graphic will be bowled sometime during the month of February. We will bowl the 9-pin, no-tap, and Scotch Doubles Tournament on January 15 at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. We will begin at 10 a.m. and the entry fee is $35. Let Ginger know if you are interested in going so that we can begin to work on transportation arrangements. Entries will be due on January 7, our first night back. The Guilford County Industries of the Blind Lions Club is having a fundraiser bowling tournament on Saturday, February 26. It will be held at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. Entry fee is $40 per person, and if you want a t-shirt, they are $20 each. Registration starts at 9 o'clock, and bowling begins at 10 o'clock a.m. Payment information, make your check and or money order, out to Guilford County IOB Lions Club. You can cash app to $ Guilford Lions. If you prefer to mail the entry, the mailing address is Guilford County IOB Lions Club, 2941 Battleground Avenue, Unit 39822, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27438. As this is not a normally scheduled tournament event, we won't have a league transportation available, but those who want to participate could consider taking the train to Greensboro. Next up, Candy and Nuts The ABBA has an online candy store for ordering the very same Terry Lynn nuts and candy that we have enjoyed for years. And it comes through the Raleigh Lioness Club. Go to the following website, https://AmericanBlindBowling.TERRILYNN.com, and place your order. ABBA makes money, and your order comes straight to your door. Remember that holiday baking and snacking is coming, and these are the quality nuts and candy that you can be glad to share. Shirts are available. Please see the end of the email form of the news and notes for a shirt order form. Prices have gone up, and we are not offering as many selections this year. If there's something you really feel the need for, let me know, and I will see if I can get pricing for that item. I only have a couple of items ordered so far, so we'll extend the deadline until December 10, today, with hopes to have them back by the time we return in January. Pay when you place your order and see Ginger to make an order. We have some things for you from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And they, as you know, are recipes that will bowl you over. These are some make-to-eat or make-to-give as Christmas gifts, part two of the list. First up, Kahlua balls. Mix in a jar. Layer the following in a quart-sized jar, packing down well between layers. 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar, 2.5 cups of crushed Oreos, 1 cup of finely chopped nuts. Attach the following recipe on a gift tag. Kahlua balls. Empty contents of jar into large bowl and mix together well. Add 1/3 cup of Kahlua and 2 tablespoons of dark corn syrup. Mix well. Shape into 1-inch balls. Roll in confectioner's sugar. Place in an airtight container and chill overnight. Sun-dried tomato pesto mix in a jar. In a pint jar, layer the following. Ingredients. 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, the kind that does not have to be refrigerated. Dash Kraft. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of ground pepper. 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of dried parsley, 1/4 cup of pine nuts, 3.5 to 4 ounces of sun-dried tomatoes, wrapped in plastic wrap and placed on top of the pine nuts, and attach the following instructions on a gift tag. Sun-dried tomato pesto. Place sun-dried tomatoes in a bowl and cover with warm water for 5 minutes. In a blender or food processor, combine the tomatoes and contents of the jar. Process well until blended. Add 1 large clove of garlic and slowly add 1/2 cup of extra virgin oil. Process to a paste. To use, toss with 12 ounces fettuccine or spaghetti, or use as a dip for crusty Italian bread. Now here is hummingbird cake. Mix this in a jar. 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 1/3 cups of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 3/4 cup chopped pecans. The directions? Layer the ingredients in the order given in a 1-quart wide-mouth canning jar and attach the following instructions to a gift card. Ingredients. For hummingbird cake, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 3 eggs beaten, 1 8-ounce can of crushed pineapple undrained, 2 mashed cups of bananas, 1.5 teaspoons vanilla extract. Contents of the jar? Well, for the directions, you heat the oven to 350 degrees. You grease a 10 by 15 inch jelly roll pan or a bundt pan. Combine all the ingredients in a large mixing bowl. Stir until just moistened, but do not beat. Spread into the prepared pan and bake for 55 to 60 minutes. And here's rich peppermint sipping cocoa mix. The ingredients are 1.5 cups of semi-sweet morsels, 3/4 of a cup of white morsels, peppermint candies crushed. The directions are to layer the ingredients in the order given. Seal the jar with a lid or tie pastry bag closed with a twist tie. And the recipe to attach is rich peppermint sipping cocoa mix ingredients. Contents of the jar, 1 can, 12 ounces, of evaporated milk, 1 1/2 cups of water. Directions, combine entire contents of the cocoa mix with 1 can evaporated milk and water in medium saucepan. Cook over a low heat, stirring occasionally, for 10 to 12 minutes, or until the peppermint candy is dissolved and the chocolate is melted. The yield, 8 4-ounce servings. Now we have something called peanut butter Bowser biscuits for doggies. The ingredients, 1 2/3 cup of whole wheat flour, 1/2 cup of soy flour, 1/2 teaspoon of granulated sugar, 1 1/8 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Mix all those ingredients together and pour into a pint jar. Then attach the following instructions to a gift tag. Peanut butter Bowser biscuits. Heat oven to 400 degrees. Empty contents of jar into a large bowl. Add 1 cup of peanut butter and 3/4 cup of milk. Stir until well mixed. Place the mixture on a floured surface and knead. Roll out the dough to 1/4 inch thick. Cut into shapes. Place 1 inch apart on an ungreased baking sheet. Bake for 15 minutes or until lightly browned. And the yield is 36 biscuits. Well, let's see now. This is the last one. This is a New Year's Eve Day chili mix in a basket. The ingredients, 1 16-ounce package of dried kidney beans, 1 tablespoon of instant minced onion, 2 teaspoons of beef-flavored bouillon granules, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 2 1/2 teaspoons of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of dry oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of ground red pepper, 1 small bay leaf, 1 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste, 1 small basket. The directions. Place the beans in an airtight plastic bag and set aside. Combine instant minced onion and next 3 ingredients. Place in a small airtight plastic bag and, if desired, in a decorative paper bag and label flavoring packet. Combine chili powder and oregano, ground red pepper and bay leaf, and place in a small airtight plastic bag and, if desired, in a decorative paper bag and label seasoning packet. Place the bag of beans, flavoring packet, seasoning packet, and 2 cans of the 2 cans in a small basket. Attach a pretty ribbon and a gift tag with the following instructions on it. New Year's Day chili. Ingredients. Packet of beans. Flavoring packet. 7 cups of water. 1 pound of ground beef. 1 8-ounce can of tomato sauce. 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste. The seasoning packet. Shredded cheese if desired. And the following directions. Sort and wash the beans. Place in a large Dutch oven. Cover with water and let soak for 8 hours. Drain beans, combined beans, flavoring packet, and water in a large Dutch oven. Bring to a boil, cover, reduce heat, and simmer 1 hour, stirring occasionally. Stir in ground beef, cooked and drained, tomato sauce, tomato paste, and seasoning packet. Bring to a boil, reduce heat, and simmer, uncovered, for 30 minutes, stirring occasionally. Remove and discard the bay leaf. Sprinkle the cheese if desired, and you will have a yield of 11 cups. And that brings us to the end of our program today. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.